Hey VoiceTubers, how's it going? How's everything? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is Disney's motivational video. Growing up, I've always loved Disney movies. Disney makes the best movies about love, friendship, life, and courage. Now, as an adult, well, a big person trying to grow up, when life gets a bit rough, I still watch some Disney movies to cheer myself up. What's your favorite Disney movie? Mine is Coco because it was really touching and it was about family. I cried like a baby. Today's video is very motivational and would possibly make you cry. Someone on the internet went through the effort to put all the touching parts of different Disney movies into one video. Let's watch it together and maybe cry a little. But first, let's take a look at our sentence today. Like so many things, it is not what's outside, but what's inside that counts. You've got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls. Like so many things, it is not what's outside, but what's inside that counts. You've got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls. Okay, now let's move on to our vocabulary.
Okay, 今天第一个单字我们要看到的是一个片语，它是 have all the makings of something.
Have all the makings of something.
这意思呢就是具备成为点点点的特质。那这边有 all 的话就是所有素质。那我们来看一下这个例句。
Sarah has all the makings of a great singer.
Sarah 具备成为一名优秀歌手的素质。这句话呢其实非常好用，我们可以多多用来鼓励其他人。这边我来补充一个同义的。
Somebody has got what it takes to be.
这个意思呢就跟 have all the makings of something 是一样的意思。那我们来看个例句。
He's got what it takes to be a great father.
他呢有所有的成为一个好父亲的一个素质，意思就是他以后会是一个好父亲。再来我们来看一下下一个字
greatness。
greatness, 这是一个名词，意思呢是伟大或是杰出的。那这个例句是
Cody's greatness as a professional athleteis unquestioned.
Cody 是一位杰出的运动家，这点是毋庸置疑的。好，接着我们来看下一个单字，这一样也是一个片语，叫做 take the helm.
Take the helm
意思是掌舵，开始掌管。那有一个同义的说法叫做 take the wheel， 就像我们在开车的时候，如果要换人开，就说哎 take the wheel， 换你开。那这边呢 take the helm。中间这个 helm 字呢，它的意思就是舵柄、舵轮的意思，就是船长在开船的时候抓着那个方向盘。那我们来看一下这个例句。
The manager asked Jerry to take the helm for this newly opened position.
主管请 Jerry 开始掌管这个新的空缺。那另外也有一个比较相同的这个片语叫做 at the helm， 这个意思就是负责、掌管的意思。那我们来看一下这个例句。
With Jessica at the helm, we are sure to win this case.
由 Jessica 负责，我们一定可以打赢这场官司。所以 Jessica 可能就是律师，就是一个很厉害的律师。他们只要请到 Jessica， 这场官司就一定可以打赢。再来下一个，我们看到的是 charge。
charge
这个呢是一个动词，意思是猛冲或是向点点点冲去。那影片中呢其实他说 charge your own course 就是你要自己走你人生的一个跑道。那说到走人生的道路这句话呢，其实圣经它有一段话，这句话是大家非常熟悉的，叫做忘记背后努力面前，向着标杆直跑。就跟影片里面说 you gotta charge your own course no matter the squalls 是一样的意思。那我们来看一下它的例句。
Of courseThere will surely be setbacks and mistakes in the course of development.
在发展进程中一定会有曲折或是犯错的机会。像这个 setbacks, 它的意思呢就是曲折或者是挫折。 或者是像说 hardships， 我们也可以用来形容挫折。好，下一个单字我们看到的是最后一个单字了， squall。 squall 它的意思呢是暴风、飙的意思，这个字是飙。那飙这个字呢，我今天也是第一次看到，它的意思就是突起的狂风或是短时的风暴。那在这边呢就是引申挫折或是不好的遭遇。那我们来看一下这个单字， Violent squalls and heavy rain is the sign of an approaching hurricane。 狂飙及暴雨意味着飓风即将到来。Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening and participating. Please leave a comment and a recording because that makes me very happy. And I will see you next time.